Yo, what's up, guys? So today we'll be talking about a familiar figure in the Dr. Cringe cinematic universe, Pokimane. It's honestly been a long time since I've talked about her. I feel like she's kind of washed up. Not really a whole lot going on with her recently. Like, I think she's kind of irrelevant. But for some reason, like, she's been starting a lot of beef recently with people and just saying a lot of, like, ridiculous stuff. Like, probably she's trying to regain some of that relevance. Like, for example, like, after the Super Bowl halftime show, a lot of people didn't like it. And she came out of a video saying that only white people disliked the Super Bowl halftime show, even though, like, it just wasn't good, and a lot of people, regardless of race, didn't like it.
I mean, you sitting your ass at home with probably zero musical capabilities think that Kendrick Lamar didn't deserve the halftime show. Only white people hated it. I didn't want to say it. As a white passing person, I didn't want to say that. But you saying that and me repeating that message, I'm just gonna let that sit. Ain't nothing wrong with being a white man. That's not the point.
Honestly, like, if you liked it, that's cool. But I mean, like, most people just didn't really like it. But for some reason, like, she just blamed white people. Like, if you're white, like, your opinion just doesn't matter for some reason. Even though she's basically white herself. Yeah, she's also trying to beef XQC for some reason. Yeah, but this video really isn't about either of those two things. It's about this, like, interview that she did recently. Like, where she's talking about how apparently, like, there aren't enough, like, big, huge female creators. Like, for example, like, the biggest streamers now are, like, Kai Cenat, iShowSpeed, Aiden Ross. And, like, there aren't really that many, like, women, like, at the top of the pyramid anymore. Which honestly makes sense. I mean, like, all they did, you know, when they were popular is just watch videos and, like, sit there with their tits out and, like, farm content for gooners. Like, I mean, like, that's literally all that they did, okay? And they're gonna complain about, oh my god, like, there aren't any big female content creators anymore. But anyway, it's like, this is what she said. Unfortunately, there aren't that many huge female streamers, at least not on Kai and Speed's level. Pokimane says that the streaming scene is becoming more male dominated.
Stop, please, please. Please stop.
And honestly, like, I saw this reply from Internet Hall of Fame, like, in the comments, and honestly, like, it really encapsulates, like, my whole thoughts, too. He says, probably because Kai's done multiple streaming marathons and set numerous records. Speed's been touring the world becoming the modern-day MJ, and she's released an overpriced cookie brand. Yeah, exactly, bro. I honestly forgot about the cookie thing, okay? I mean, like, it's probably one of, like, the million things, stupid things this bitch has done in her career. But yeah, I mean, like, she made these, like, $40 cookies multiple times as expensive as cookies are supposed to be, and all she does is just sit there, bro. That's all she does, okay? She goes on stream, you know, makes all these subtly sexy poses for her gooner audience, and then denies that she's doing that. Oh no, I'm a gamer. But she knows exactly what she's doing, bro. And then she just sits there and, like, eats spaghetti watching a video, okay? That's all she's doing, bro. I mean, honestly, people might not like Kai Cenat or iShowSpeed's content. Personally, I'm not really a big fan of it, just not my thing. But, like, I can appreciate that, like, it actually requires, like, a production budget. Like, they put actual serious effort and money. They're always innovating. Like, it actually takes real effort to entertain their audience, right? They actually have to invest in their streams. Pokimane buys streaming equipment. That's all she's doing. All she does is sit in her chair and play video games. Or a lot of times, not even that. She's just watching videos. So why should she even be close to the level they're at, bro? She's not putting nearly as much effort in. She's not entertaining. She's not funny. The only reason she's gotten as far as she has is because people like to goon to her. That's literally the only reason. I can't possibly think of another reason. And all of them, bro. I mean, like, what have they done besides trying to thirst trap their audience? And they're still getting insane viewers, they're still getting millions of dollars, but they're just not at the top, okay? They're not at the upper echelon of the upper echelon. But yeah, that's really all I gotta say about this. Kind of a shorter video, but, like, I just saw this on Twitter and I was like, bro, this bitch is stupid. But anyway, if you enjoyed the video, then please follow me on Twitter, Instagram, link should be down below, and I'll see you guys in the next one. Have a good night. Peace.